they would have been lacking in this game.
So it's going to be a little bit of a favorite there for Ubley there by not having any games, or having some games. And I got to agree with you there, because Harbor Beach has been sitting home. You know, it's been cold. They've only gone to practice. It's not the same routine as having school, then coming to practice. It's really hard. And from a former coaching standpoint, I can tell you it's hard to get your kids motivated to come in off, you know, they want to be home. They want to be playing with the new Game Boys. They want to be playing with their new not even Game Boys anymore, whatever they're called nowadays. Their cell phones and their iPads and all these new toys that you guys have to play with. So I'm sure that's going to be a concern, and that's going to be something we'll have to watch for throughout tonight's game. Everybody here, I mean, I can't tell you how many people are here. It is basically standing room only.
Yeah, it's packed.
And I'm telling you what, if you're coming to the game tonight, any of the Harbor Beach or Ubley fans, and you're a few minutes out, you got some time to get here. There's still 4:23 remaining in the girls' game, but there's not much room left. So you're going to want to get here, get in here, and get your seat. If you're not here and you're staying home and watching the Red Wings play the Calgary Flames, or you're watching football or something else, turn the talking heads down on the TV and join in to Grant Pickle and myself, Sue Schrader, as we bring you probably one of the hot contests of the night here. Looking at some other games that are going on since we have some time. In the opening round of Greater Thumb East and West, we have Bad Axe at Elkton Pigeon Bayport Lakers. That should be a good game. Who do you think is going to pull that one out?
I got to see Lakers earlier this year, and I'm kind of rooting for them. I think they'll have it. I haven't seen Bad Axe at all, so I don't know.
Okay. I don't know. I think it's going to come down to a tight game. Bad Axe is always in there to fight. It's at Lakers, so I got to give a little bit of an edge to the Lakers. Lakers is coming in and playing well, but Jim Quinn always has his boys ready to go over at Bad Axe, too. Another matchup in the Greater Thumb West is USA at Cass City. What's your thoughts there, Grant?
You know, I don't know. They're going to be close, because we kind of played Cass City poorly last game, and, I mean, the final score was 53-49, so I don't know. I'd go with USA right now, but that's just because Cass City looked so slow last game.
I know Cass City came out in that 2-3 zone, and that kind of gave Ubley a little bit of a trouble at the beginning, talking with your dad, Coach Pickle, just a little bit ago, and he said that really was hard on Ubley there, coming in with that 2-3 zone. They couldn't get into the tempo game that they wanted to be in and had to make some adjustments. But USA is coming in off of a big win, giving Marlette their first loss of the year, and good thing it was a non-conference game for Marlette, because Marlette's supposed to be one of the contenders in the Greater Thumb East, and supposedly giving Harbor Beach and Ubley a big push, if not taking the league themselves. So we'll see. That game's going to be at Cass City. Another one on hand is Reese at Bay City All Saints. You know, just going to that game would be great, because I've been looking forward to seeing Janner from Bay City All Saints play. I don't know if you've seen him.
I've seen him.
Is he all that?
He can definitely play. When he played us, he struggled in the first half, and we were in the ball game. In fact, we had, I think, a good 7-point lead on him, but as soon as he started hitting shots in the second half, that was all it took.
Yeah, I believe you guys gave up like 29 points to him. You know, and there's been a couple games where Ubley has allowed their players, bigger, stronger players from the other team or the all-stars of the other team, to get a double-digit game out of him. So that could be another point there. Another game is Marlette at Sandusky. That's another key conference game tonight opening up, Marlette at Sandusky. Sandusky's always tough at home. They're not always given enough credit for as good as they can be, and they always are a scrappy fighting team. Who do you think is going to pull that one out?
I think I'm going to go with Marlette, just because from what my dad said, they're the real deal. And I don't know if there's much else to say, but I will say Sandusky they've pulled some games on us over the years, so I don't know, but I'm going with Marlette.
You're going with Marlette. And then lastly but not leastly is Vassar at Mayville. Vassar, you know, since they've joined the league, has always been a force. They were when they were in the Class B League, and then they've been in the Class C League, I believe, for 2 years now. And they're always in the running, and they're pretty tough on the Greater Thumb West. And, of course, there's Mayville. You know, they struggle year after year after year after year, and you almost feel for them. But, you know, somewhere in there they're going to have an upset game. But I don't think it's going to be this one.
Yeah, I think right now they're just having some down years, and it's going to take a while to build it back up again.
So staying on the boys' side here, there's no NCTL games tonight for the boys, but to give you the scores from last night's game, I've got Memphis 37 over Deckerville 35, North Huron defeated Akron Fairgrove 56-41, and North Huron picked up a good win there over winless Akron Fairgrove, or a 2-1 Akron Fairgrove, I'm sorry, and undefeated, or no wins yet for Akron Fairgrove. North Huron had a tough game here against Ubley. They just come out slow and couldn't get started, and Ubley put the hammer down right away. So that was a nice win for the North Huron Warriors to get back on track. Owen Gage defeated Caseville 64-58. Caseville's another team. They have no wins, but they sure have a lot of heart and desire and have been in a lot of games. I think come down the line and getting closer to the districts for the NCTL, they might be a team you have to pay attention to. I don't know if you know anything about them, Grant.
I personally don't know much about any of the Class D teams other than North Huron because we just played them.
Right. And then we had Carsonville-Port Sanilac over Kingston 55-32 and Peck defeated New Haven 66-26. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about the Ubley Bearcats Harbor Beach matchup here. We'll be back right after these commercial messages.
A lot has changed since 1948. A loaf of bread was only 14 cents, and gasoline, a mere 16 cents a gallon. But one thing that has stood the test of time is at Ramsey Funeral Home, it's still our family serving yours. Spanning 63 years and three generations, Ramsey Funeral Home has been there for you and your loved ones when it's needed the most. Check us out online to view obituaries 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at RamseyFH.com. Once again, that's RamseyFH.com. You can also take a virtual tour of our facilities or read our story of three generations at Ramsey Funeral Home. That's RamseyFH.com. Ramsey Funeral Home of Harbor Beach, our family serving yours since 1948. www.RamseyFH.com. From all of us at Ramsey Funeral Home, the best of luck to the Pirates.
It's tax time. Again.
You know, do-it-yourself filing online sounds easy and simple, but unless you're experienced in accounting, it's easy to guess wrong. That can cut into your refund, and in some cases, it could even trigger an IRS audit. The safe and sure way to get back every penny you're legally entitled to is contact Lori Messing, CPA of Ubley. Take advantage of her excellent reputation, years of experience, and knowledge of tax law changes and interpretations to make sure you pay the minimum the law requires according to your circumstances. Book your appointment early. Call Lori Messing at 989-658-8525. 658-8525. That's 658-8525.
Why should you use credit unions? Is it because they pay higher interest rates on saving accounts and CDs? Or because they also charge lower rates on car, secured, and unsecured loans? Why not check one out? Like the Harbor Beach Community Federal Credit Union, which offers loan interest rates on new 2010-2011 vehicles from 72 months at 4.5%, 66 months or 60 months at 4%, used vehicle rates from 2009 through 2000 as low as 4%, new recreational vehicle loans 7%, unsecured loans up to $1,000, 7% for 12 months, $2,000 loans at 8% for 24 months, and $3,500 loans at 8% for 36 months. Membership is open to all. New members are always welcome. Start your 2011 Christmas Club today. Christmas Club accounts mature October 31st. Dividends are paid October 31st by check at 0.75%. Start this new year off by visiting the Harbor Beach Community Federal Credit Union at 727 Trescott Street under the Water Tower. Or call them at 989-479-3357. That's the Harbor Beach Community Federal Credit Union, where they're working for you.